indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
So the purpose for this meeting tonight is it's a public hearing on the budget, including property increases in the property tax levy. Ms. Miller, would you like to come up and speak to that?
Nope. Other side, right there, right there. Blue light, come on. It's hard to do it when you're not looking.
You got to hold it down, man.
Yeah, you have to hold it for.
Just talk loud.
Okay. Now we'll get started. Thank you, Mayor and Council, public that showed up tonight to hear about our budget and our property tax. State law requires that we have public hearings, and we like to have public hearings to get public input on the budget. We're going to be having three this year. Tonight is our first one. And one of our important topics in the budget is the revenue that we receive from property tax. We receive about $1.5 million from property tax. And in Black Diamond, property tax was pledged when the levy was originally passed to be 100% used for public safety. So this is money that we use to keep our citizens safe. It pays for the 911 calls. It pays for the fire department to come out and do the aid calls or put out fires or do rescue on the Green River in the gorge. It pays for police, for jail costs, for all the 911 calls, for the officers, for the DARE program, for the officers that take the 911 calls and do the investigation of the thefts and recovery of items and the really bad crimes, DWI, traffic. And it also pays for the courts who get the bad guys off the streets. And so in Washington State, cities under 10,000 can levy 1% increase in property tax. And that's not 1% on everybody's bill. That's 1% in total dollars over what we had last year. So with a property tax levy of $1,500,000, we can only get an increase of $15,087 in all of Black Diamond. That's divided amongst all of the citizens, all the property owners, all the businesses. It's divided out amongst all those folks. And that's the part that comes to Black Diamond. In Washington State, in King County, the state requires that we pass two ordinances. The first ordinance, we have to say how much will our property tax be. And they send us a worksheet that says, here is your exact base amount from last year. That included all the adjustments that if people appealed or got low income, here's the total base. If you add 1%, here's how much you can levy. And then they say then your total dollar will be last year's base plus $15,087. Here's your new base. So our ordinance has to adopt that new total dollar amount. We're also allowed to adopt a potential increase because their worksheet came out in September, and they're still getting changes from the state for utility tax and from new construction. So they anticipate usually they'll have two or three changes. So they ask us, encourage us to adopt a higher allowance so that if it does go up, we can collect the amount from the utilities and the other pieces of that. They actually reduce the amount down to the lower amount of what the exact amount is. But they can't increase it. So if we don't increase that and all of a sudden we get amounts from the state or from new construction, we couldn't even levy that on those folks. So it's important that we do have this leeway in there and that they will reduce it down to the minimum amount that we can get, not up to the total 30,000. So that is the first ordinance that we have to pass. The second one has to be more specific, and it has to say we're a city of 10,000, we can only adopt 1%, and that 1% is only $15,087. And so that's what the second ordinance. Tonight, we're not here to vote on this. We're just here to talk about it, talk about why we need it, talk about what it pays for, talk about the dollar amount and the fact that it's an important part to keep our citizens safe in the city of Black Diamond. And with that, I will let the public give us any comments. This is not going to be voted on tonight. It'll come back in a week at next council meeting. We'll have to vote on it that night because the city has to then get it signed, get all the paperwork, and be into King County in their office before November 30th. Thank you.
So is there anybody wishing to make to testify at the public hearing? Aaron.
Aaron Stout, Black Diamond. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the work of the finance department working really hard to get all these bits and pieces, all these details together, and certainly May Miller for presenting everything in an understandable manner. The $15,000 increase that would come to this city sounds like such a minimal amount for what it goes to for public safety. And if I've done my math correctly, and if we really have about 4,200 residents in the city, then that would be about $3.60 per year per person. So that would be man, woman, and child. So, of course, each household would pay a little bit more, you know, whatever that amount is. And as Ms. Miller explained, it's not actually distributed like that, that it goes, the county has their little magic formula for making it happen. But I think for the services that we have through these dollars that come through property taxes, I, as a citizen and a homeowner, would be perfectly happy to pay that 1% increase if it even came to the point of that being that much for my household. And I think other citizens who appreciate the public safety that happens in this town would also be willing to pay that. So I recommend that you accept the 1% property tax increase. And once again, thank the finance department for their hard work.
Is there anyone else wishing to come up and speak? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.